You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 4, recorded Saturday, October 4th, 2008. Hello everyone, this is Steve / Megatron. I'm flying solo this episode, not because Master Galvatron couldn't make it, but because I had other plans for the day and I had to get this done early. So, let's, get on to the news. And first we're going to start off with Transformers Animated. There's a new Transformers Animated webisode online where it's basically got Bumblebee and Prowl in it, and they end up breakdancing, and Prowl ends up beating Bumblebee, which the clip is pretty annoying looking. Other than that, I really can't describe it. But yeah, it's just, I don't see any reason to see it. There's nothing about the plot or anything. It's just random silliness. Anyways, on to the next thing. Transformers Animated Season 2 up for pre-order at Amazon.com. It will be released in, it says January 6, 2009, for $17.99 on Amazon. And it's probably the better out of the two seasons, but I'd probably just wait on it and see how Season 3 goes, and then eventually they'll have them as a box set, so I'd probably just wait until then. Or if you're really into animated, go ahead and buy it. But I'll probably be waiting. Up next is Activision updates their Transformers Animated the video game. And in this, they have, this game kind of appears to be like a Mega Man-esque game combined with the Transformer Armada style. So it actually looks pretty damn good for being a Nintendo DS game. And it allows you to transform. It's kind of like a 3D platform along with a side-scroller. So, and that's to be released this month. And honestly, it looks like a pretty damn good game. I'd probably pick it up, but I don't have a Nintendo DS, so I'm just going to wait for feedback from all of you to find out how well this game is. And then there's another article on Transformers Animated. 52toys.com has released new animation models of new Transformer Animated characters for Season 3. And these are also in the news area of the Predacon Empire forums or at TFW 2005. The images are of Animated Blackout, Rodimus. Rodimus looks pretty much like his Transformer the Movie self, except for the face kind of looks a little bit different. It's kind of like they added a little bit of an older look to look like Ultra Magnus, kind of. Or a Prime-esque look. Blackout, he looks like, similar to his movie self, but he looks more bulky, kind of like Lugnut. And he's got a pretty tiny head. Looks like an insect. Then there's Strika, which has a very similar resemblance to the Strika in Beast Machines. And the head looks pretty similar as well. Also, there is Animated Spitter, which looks kind of like a Sharkticon. It's a Sharkticon or like a frog or something. It looks similar to that, but I'm not really sure what that is. On to the toy news. Transformers Universe Ultra Storm Cloud released in the US. It is available on Walmart or other American stores such as that. Transformer Animated Leader Ultra Magnus also has been released in the US. So you should be able to pick that up and find it anywhere in your local toy stores. Also coming out is the new Universe 2.0 Voyager of Inferno. He will be released in the new Universe line, as well as this is kind of rolling on to the next article, but we have animated or the Universe Pictures for Inferno, as well as Cyclonus. Cyclonus looks a lot better than his Generation 1 counterpart, and he's got an actual Target Master, which is kind of nice to have a pretty much fully detailed figure that's show accurate. You can get more information about that at TF08.net. And it appears that Takara Tomy is releasing a US edition Universe Power Glide, Silverbolt, and Onslaught in the US. And in those, they will be closer to their appearance on the original cartoon, which I have no interest in picking these up, but they're pretty nice looking. I know you can order them off of like Robot Kingdom or ToyArena.com, as well as Big Bad. And also in Universe news, Universe Deluxe Wave 3 Ironhide and Sideswipe are now sighted in the United States in your local toy stores. I personally have seen a few of these, as well as the Galvatron and the Power Glide Onslaught and the rest of them. So I know you can pick those up pretty much anywhere now. Also, there's a Repro Animated Prime Axe, which is found on eBay right now. Somebody created a custom axe of Optimus Prime's from the TV show, and it actually is pretty good looking. It's shaped like it, and it doesn't appear to be colored. It looks like it is like a translucent color. So, but that bidding ended and it went for $20. I don't know if there's any other ones like that out there. I'd have to look, but I think there's. Nope, there's not any for that. So, looks like that is all gone. There's new pictures of on Impossible Toys of the new Generation 1 Alpha Trion. Krennic, Spike, and Daniel in their Transformer the Movie exosuits. Also are painted images of Captain Fanzone, Sari, and I believe that's all they have right now. I'd have to go back and check on that. New images of Transformers Animated Jetfire and Jetstorm. Now, at first, I looked at these and the figures looked like ass to begin with. And so I was reading, and it appears that the creator of the figures said that whoever transformed them in the pictures didn't transform them correctly, and so it appears that they do not have hands, and I guess that they're supposed to do something when they're combined and look a certain way, and they didn't combine it right, so I'd probably wait for some better pictures of that to surface before making a decision on that. But I personally will not be picking these up. On to movie news. The movie is to be filming in Tucson International Airport on October 6th. It will involve a scene with airport and travelers. It appears to be. Well, it appears that that site is absent of information at the moment, but I'm sure that some will surface by the time this has been filmed. Up next is, I'm seeing that Michael Bay is to be filming key scenes, or three scenes from Revenge of the Fallen, in IMAX. It says that so that he can release the movie in IMAX as well as in regular theaters at the same time and make certain scenes look better. I personally hope that these scenes are some big ass action scenes, something that's really worthy of the IMAX, and I hope it's not any more like a few minute extra clips added in of just humans, because what we really want to see is the robots in the show. So hopefully that is what they decide to show us, is maybe a big scene of the Fallen fighting Prime or Megatron battling. It'd be really awesome to see a bunch of them attacking instead of just one or two. So hopefully that is those three scenes are very, very cool. In other Transformer 2 news, the Hummer H3 truck is spotted again in Phoenix, Arizona. There's more detailed pictures of the doors with the logos on them now, as well as it says something about the nest on it, and not sure what this is. Maybe it's another Sector 7 branch that nobody knew about. Or that could be the new Sector 7 name, considering Simmons is back in this movie. So there's a lot of speculation on that. So hopefully nothing. Hopefully it's not a hidden Transformer in there, or maybe it is Sector 7's Transformers. Never know. And the last of the TF2 news is Shia LaBeouf has had stitches on the set of the new Transformer movie. It comes from TMZ.com, where he says that a prop of the set cut below his eyebrow and required stitches. And says that he went right back to the movie, so apparently it wasn't too bad. But damn, he just keeps getting hurt throughout the entire movie. He's already screwed up his hand, now his eyebrow. What's next? Hopefully nothing bad. Well, and on reprolabels.com, they have new animated upgrade stickers as for all the Transformer animated figures, as well as RC and the WST Devastator. The stickers are of the symbols and other items that go on their face, or just something to make them look similar to the TV show. And the last article I have here is TFCon 2009 is announced. It will be April 25th in Toronto. No information yet on when BotCon will be, or any other information on TFCon other than that it will be in Toronto, April 25th in 2009. So that's all for the news for this week. I was going to do the Ask Megatron section for the episode of the podcast, but nobody submitted anything yet, nor has anybody submitted any listener questions, which we'd love to have. We'd love to be able to answer them for you, but nobody submitted anything yet. So I guess we'll just probably hopefully get some by the next episode, which I'm not sure when that will be because I'm in the process of moving right now. So hopefully we should be back in probably 2 weeks for the next episode. Now, hopefully that gives enough time for everybody to ask questions or just make comments, or if you want to join in and have a roundtable episode, feel free to post that in the forums on PredaconEmpire.com and post it in the All Things Transformers area, Or if you'd like to send us some feedback, comments, or listener questions, send them to the All Things Transformers area in the Predacon Empire forums, or send them to podcast@predaconempire.com, and I will be able to get them and post them on the site for viewing in the next episode. If you really like this episode, well, not this particular one, because obviously it's much better when I have a co-host. yeah, so if you like the All Things Transformers and would like to, you know, see it continue, or would like to contribute in any way, or if you have an idea for your own podcast that you'd like us to launch under the Predacon Empire, then go ahead and send me any information to podcast@predaconempire.com and I'll get back to you. For now, all we have is updates on the Predacon Empire site, which is currently, we're still getting updates. It's a little slow right now because I'm still packing and everything. We're constantly adding toy reviews. I'm going to be adding some music and sound clips soon, and a soundtrack for the original 1986 movie, fully downloadable on the site. I plan to add some more G1 comics of Marvel for download, since those I've seen have been popular. I know I need to update quite a few other areas on the site, just haven't had time for it. If there's anything that you'd like to see us review that we may have, or if there's anything that you'd like us to add to the site, then also post that in the comments area of the Predacon Empire forums. Be sure to visit one of our sponsors, ToyArena.com, who has... It doesn't appear that he's updated the site recently, but he does still sell the toys. So I'm getting a couple figures from there pretty soon, and he's a really cool guy. He'll get you your stuff pretty fast. If you want an alternative to Big Bad, then this would be the place I'd go. Anyways, this is Steve/Megatron, and I guess this will be it for this episode. So, this is me signing off.
Unknown soldiers. protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.